Blackstone Audio presents Dark is the Sun by Philip Jose Farmer. In alphabetical order, to my granddaughters, Andrea Josephson and Kimberly Ladd, my daughter, Kristen, my son, Matthew Josephson, my son, Philip Laird, my granddaughter, Stephanie Josephson, my grandson, Torin Paul Farmer, and to any descendants of my wife, Betty Virginia Andre. And of myself 15 billion years from now, when this story takes place. Chapter 1. Black was the sun, bright the sky. Under the arc packed with dead and living stars, dark or blazing gas clouds and galaxies, on an earth in which lay the bones or over which blew the dust of 754 million or so generations, Dave walked toward his destiny. Look for a mate and find a dragon was a proverb of the tribe. If you were a pessimist, it sounded ominous. If you were an optimist, it sounded rewarding. There were good dragons and there were evil, or so Dave understood. He'd never seen one. Like most people, Dave's attitude depended on the circumstances. At the moment, he was scared and so pessimistic. Dave of the Red Egg walked away from the turtle tribe of the upside-down house. Towering behind him was the house, a cylinder 300 feet in diameter, made of indestructible metal. Its red, green, and white checked wall slanted slightly so that the round base, 10 stories above the ground, afforded an unimpeded view of the earth directly below. The conical tip was buried 10 stories deep. Once, according to what the old women said, the house had been entirely...